Welcome to the Real Estate Marketing Podcast. My name is Jerome Lewis. I'm your host for today. The Real Estate Marketing Podcast is a podcast where we talk real estate, marketing, business, and leadership. We talk these things for real estate agents, real estate investors, and real estate entrepreneurs. The Real Estate Marketing Podcast is a podcast that has two purposes. Purpose number one, to educate and inform our audience and listeners. Purpose number two, to highlight you, Bob, your business, your service, or your product in a way that provides value to you, including market exposure and content creation. With that, we have a very special guest. He goes by RK, Bob Brown. He is an author, speaker, and the foremost authority on foundation repair diagnosis. With more than 35 years, Bob brings transparency, accountability, and engineering efficacy to an otherwise opaque industry. His best-selling and award-winning Foundation Repair Secrets book reveals insider secrets to avoid costly repairs. He founded Arizona Foundation Solutions in 1989. That's when I was born, everyone. And built one of the only foundation repair companies to utilize licensed professional engineers on the front end. He sold his business in 2022 to focus on writing and speaking. He holds four patents, has three pending, and developed a first-of-its-kind software to streamline the home foundation investigations. You can learn more about Bob at foundationrepairsecrets.com. Bob, I am excited that you're here. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you for coming back once again.
How did I get that? How did that happen?
I don't know. You want to go with it?
Hang on.
There we go.
How's that?
That's perfect. So, Bob, one of the things I'm like reading your bio, we're going to talk a little bit. We talked about this a little bit on the last episode. You mentioned that research, that document that you provide to people on some of the most common repair myths. So we're going to talk about that a little bit. But before we do that, something that jumped out to me when I was reading your bio, the RK. What's the RK about? Tell us about it.
So when I first published my book, my publisher said to me, look, you can't just go by Bob Brown. There is a gazillion Bob Browns out there. Mm-hmm. When somebody Googles Bob Brown, they're not going to find you. They're going to find the radio disc jockey in Texas. And, you know, it seems like everybody knows a Bob Brown. There's just too many of us. So I just picked my first two initials, Robert Kimball, and put it in front of Bob.
Okay. I appreciate you sharing that. That was something I wanted to learn. So say that Robert Kimball?
Yes, that's correct.
Excellent. Excellent. So, Bob, we're going to talk about some of the myths on foundation repair. We hinted at this on our last episode, but now we're going to go a little bit deeper. There are 15 here in the document, the research that you provided to me, but we're going to talk about maybe the top five, maybe six, maybe seven. So what I want to do is I want you to tell us about the first one. I have the document here. Dirt is dirt. Many think it's not that complicated. Tell us about that, please.
Yeah. So a lot of people don't realize that like the most important engineer is a geotechnical engineer, which is basically a dirt engineer. Everybody wants to call a structural engineer because they have cracks in their structure. But a geotechnical engineer is far more important because those are the forces that are causing the problems. And you want to know, is it done moving? Is it going to continue to move? What's the deal? And a geotechnical engineer can help you with that. So let me explain a little bit about the dirt so you understand the complexity of it. So dirt is laid down in layers. So as there are floods and, you know, water events and air movement, dust particles and so forth, it's laid down in layers. And each of those layers is a different mineral content, a different density, a different affinity to water. And these layers are not perfectly even. Some, you know, they get fat and disappear and, you know, maybe start again at a lower layer. There's geologic faults that move things. There, you know, there's all kinds of things going on with soil. And like, for instance, if you have sands and silts, those get wet, they collapse, they shrink. Clays, on the other hand, if they get wet, they swell. So you could have several different things going on in each of those layers as water makes its way down to them, all at the same time. And unless you're a geotechnical engineer, it's very difficult to understand it all.
Thank you for sharing that. We're going to move right into number two, because this one I kind of heard. I wasn't really sure. I'm not an expert, but it's like, look, all cracks in a home indicate that foundation repair is needed.
Yeah. And this is what foundation repair companies, if you call them, want you to believe. And they're really good at marketing, and they're really good at putting out a lot of information. I know, because I was part of that industry, and I had a very successful foundation repair company. I also had I also owned a foundation engineering company, a forensic engineering company. So I know the reality of this situation. And I also know the marketing that gets peddled, the narrative that gets peddled by the industry. And that is, well, you got cracks in your house. Well, you gotta spend $60,000 in underpinning and fix it. And that's not true. First of all, none of these problems are, well, almost none of them are structural, like a structural deficiency. They're just not. In 35 years, I probably saw maybe two houses that were, structurally deficient out of thousands and thousands. Okay. And so most of them are what they call serviceability problems. Crack keeps opening and closing, doors pinch, sloping floors that are difficult, cracks in walls that are maybe unsightly, right? These are not necessarily structural deficiencies. And so then the question becomes, well, are they going to become structural deficiencies? Are they, if they keep going, is it going to be a problem? And this is kind of where the industry kind of likes to, they don't like to come right out and like in your face say, your house is going to fall down, because they know that that's kind of a little bit over the top, right? But they kind of dance around this business of, well, you want to be safe and secure, you want your home to be safe in the future, and they sort of dance around this without actually saying it. But the truth of it is, first of all, these forces may be done moving. If you've got consolidation going on, a lot of it happens at the beginning, and over time it stops. Maybe all done moving. And, everyone likes to, these guys that come out to sell you their products are paid on a commission basis. They want a big, juicy job, right? They're going to kind of intimate that, it's moved in the past. It's probably going to move in the future. Well, that is not a scientific, way of determining if things are going to move in the future. The fact of the matter is, it may or may not. The only ones that really know are geotechnical engineers. Anybody else that tries to tell you if they know what's going to happen in the future with soils and they're not a geotechnical engineer, they're BSing you. It's just the truth.
Thank you. So one of the things that you talked about last time that enlightened me was that most of the people that come out and correct me if I'm saying this wrong, but you mentioned that these aren't necessarily engineers, they're salespeople. So right. You hinted on that a little bit when you were speaking just now. I want you to go more direct and tell us what's going on with that.
Sure. Yeah. So, especially if you're a real estate agent, the big problem is, the inspector, called out these cracks and doors, there's a 10-day inspection window, and he got me the report, 2 days before the end of the construction or before the inspection window. Now I have 2 days. How do I get, this problem solved in 2 days? Well, it's impossible. You can't call out a forensic engineer and get good analysis in 2 days. It just doesn't happen. So, we're in a panic. We Google, foundation problem, foundation repairs. And up comes the foundation repair industry. The foundation repair companies, and who do they send out? They send out a foundation repair salesman. Now, they don't call them salesmen. They call them, design consultants, design specialists. They have all these names for them, but they're all salesmen. And it's 100% commission basis. So no salary, at least for most of them. There's exceptions, but that's most. I would say like 95% of them are commission only. And they make pretty good money. They make somewhere between 100 and 300 grand a year. And if they don't make at least 100 grand a year, they kick them to the curb. They're gone. So there's a lot of pressure to perform. So you call out one of these guys, you know, in the middle of a transaction, what's he going to tell you? He's going to tell you, oh yeah, in my opinion, you need, you know, $60,000 worth of peering. Well, at that point, what happens? The buyer heads for the hills. He's long gone, right? What does the seller do? Well, he's got a couple of choices, but often what the seller does is they can't ask the listing agent to lie. You know, that puts his license in jeopardy. They're not going to do that, right? So he fires the listing agent. He patches things up, finds a new listing agent, puts it up for sale. And hopefully the home inspector won't catch things after he patches them up, right? Now, that's a strategy as a listing agent, how to lose your listing. Not a good plan, right? So a better strategy if you're a listing agent is to kind of look at these problems before they happen and recognize them and call out a forensic geotechnical engineer who can then do one of two things. Either A, give you a clean bill of health, and says, well, despite the fact that there's a few issues, they're not serious issues, and you know, it's not going to make much difference in the long run for the performance of the home. Or if he says, well, yeah, I think we're going to continue to move and we're going to continue to have problems, you need to like do some repairs, you know, you put in some piers, and he'll design the plan. If he's good, if he knows what he's doing, he'll design the plan. And now you, as the homeowner, don't have to worry about three different plans. So what happens typically in the industry is you call three foundation repair companies, and each one of them has a different plan. You know, this one says piers on this side, this one says piers on that side, this one says piers all the way around. You know, how are you as a non-expert supposed to know which one is right? You don't have a clue. And they kind of bank on that, to be honest with you, because, you know, now they're not getting a apples to apples comparison. They can kind of engage in salesmanship. Wow, you know, we're smarter, we're better, we're the groovy guys, you know, and they convince the homeowner, who whichever one of the three is the best salesman, that, oh, our plan is the best plan, you know, and therefore price gets kind of taken out of the equation. But if you have an engineer that says, put six piers right here, go get three bids for six piers right here. Now the foundation repair companies, they kind of know, oh, okay, so that game's up. I'm going to have to bid apples to apples. I better sharpen my pencil because, you know, I want to get this job. So you'll probably save enough money to pay for the engineering. And now you're going to get the real thing, because it could be that, you know, none of those three plans that were presented were the right plan. Could be that all three of them are wrong. It's quite possible that some, you know, that they're not quite right, that, or maybe completely wrong. Might not even need any underpinning at all. And so that's a better plan. If you're a listing agent, I would get to know the forensic experts, the forensic engineers in your neighborhood. Get to know them. Go take them to lunch. And when you run into these problems, now you've got a relationship that you can kind of lean on. And guess what? You can carve out a niche for yourself in your industry. Is, hey, you know, I understand these things. I have the right experts. You know, I can solve these problems. They're not insurmountable. Keep you out of liability as a homeowner, because frankly, you know, if you patch things and don't disclose them, you're taking on a huge risk. You know, somebody might come back against you as a claim and very likely win. So as an agent, you can carve out the strategy as being the guy that understands this with the right team and so forth, and do a little better than maybe the agents that don't carve that out as a strategy.
Thank you, sir. A few sentences ago, you mentioned the word niche. You have a very, very special and specific niche. So right. We want to learn about how you got into your niche in this very particular thing. Tell us about that, please.
It's kind of a long road, but you know, I graduated in architecture and in finance from Arizona State University a long time ago, back when people rode dinosaurs to school. And I basically worked my way through college doing concrete repairs. And the concrete repairs eventually led to foundation repairs. And I first learned the business, because I didn't know anything about foundation per se. They don't teach you that in college, really, at least not foundation repairs anyway. And so I just did what everybody else does. I listened to my supplier. Now, in the foundation repair industry, the supplier has a very close relationship with the installer. They teach them how to do sales, marketing, accounting, management, you know, HR, sales, production, everything. They have experts in all those fields, and they teach you the business, and they teach you how to recognize these problems and how to sell and how to market for them too. You know, I just did what everybody else did. I kind of went along with the groove, right? But I knew a lot of engineers, and I had a job that had a big problem 20 some odd years ago. And I learned, you know what, there's a little more to this. You know, this was a multi-million dollar claim, big insurance deal. And I found out that I was doing a lot of things wrong. And so I took it upon myself to learn, you know, with all of my engineering friends, learn the business, read a lot of books, did a lot of studying, picked their brains forever and ever. I'm sure they were sick of me. That's how I learned it. And I came to the conclusion many, many years ago that, these sales guys, they're not really doing it right. It's a better model. How can I do this better? And I realized, you know, I should have some engineers on staff and an engineering team that goes out and evaluates this stuff. And then after they do that, then we'll send our sales guys out to share with the homeowner what the engineer, you know, recommended. And I tried to export that model throughout the industry, didn't get much takers. And when I sold the company, they changed everything back to the way everybody else does it. So, you know, I decided, you know what, I'm going to take it upon myself to help the public understand how it really needs to be done and how it's done right.
Well, thank you for sharing that, because I was wondering, and I'm sure some of the people too, like, people are like, who becomes passionate about something like this? But there has to be a story behind why.
Yeah,
so exactly. I appreciate you sharing that story with us. Thank you.
Sure, you betcha.
Now, so we're probably going to touch on five secrets. Before we get to the next, tell our audience how they can find out more. Well, myths, not secrets. Tell our audience how they can find out more, how they can access the list that I sent, that you sent me, that we're going
right over to. Yeah. So, you know, it's going to be really hard for the average person to retain everything we're talking about here today. You know, it's foreign concepts. It's difficult, right? It's a niche kind of thing, as you brought out. And there's lots of stuff. We're not even gonna scratch the surface today of all the things that need to be talked about. So if you go to my website, foundationrepairsecrets.com, and sign up for my newsletter, you'll get the 15 myths and another document, the 10 most common mistakes that real estate agents make with foundation repairs. And both of those things are available just for signing up for my newsletter. And you'll get, you know, I put out, and I don't bombard people to death. I put out something every week or sometimes 2 weeks, and something that people can get their arms around and really understand, and hopefully prepare them for when this problem occurs. You know, it doesn't occur all the time, but when it does, you really want to be prepared, right?
Absolutely. And I just want you to emphasize, like, I want you to say that again, because we have an audience of real estate agents. You mentioned that those myths, and then you also mentioned, what's the second document? That's important.
Yeah, the 10 most common mistakes that real estate agents make when it comes to foundation repairs.
All right, thank you. And the website to access this information is?
foundationrepairsecrets.com.
Excellent. Thank you for sharing that with us, Bob. The next myth I have is, all foundation repair is about fixing settlement. Now, before we address that, I would like to know, what is settlement? What does that mean? And then I'm going to answer your question.
Okay, great. Good place to start. So, you know, you see these cracks in your house, you know, on sloping floors and doors and windows out of square, right? You see all that stuff and you're thinking, how did that get there? Well, what's happening is the soil beneath the house is moving. And everybody just assumes that it's always going down because the house is really heavy, right? And a lot of times it is going down. Soil gets wet, it consolidates, things move down. And it doesn't all move down uniformly. If everything moved down all together, well, would be a problem. Maybe you might break a pipe or two, you know, where it comes into the house, but that's not what happens. You get one corner that goes down or one part, and you know, the other part doesn't, you know, and then you got these levels. And so everybody assumes, you know, when they go to your house, particularly foundation repair salespeople, because that's their model, they see these different elevations and they'll take out an instrument called a manometer, which it records the elevations of the floor throughout the house and says, you know, you're 3 inches higher over here than you are over here. So, you know, the lower part is settled. Well, that might be true, but it could be that the high part went up. And they're like, what do you mean high part went up? How's that work? You know, well, if you have expansive clay soils, and they get wet, they swell. And guess what? When they swell up because it's easier than swelling sideways. And because they're constrained sideways, right, by other soil. And so when it goes up, you have upward heave, and it's very, very powerful. I mean, it'll break concrete, it'll bend steel. I've seen houses heaved up 9 inches from expansive soil. So, the fact of the matter is, expansive clay heave can be just as destructive as settlement. And foundation repair people don't talk about heave a lot because their supplier doesn't educate them to know about it because their supplier has nothing to offer for it. And so the fact of the matter is, it goes unaddressed. And they might say, well, it could be a little bit of heave, but it's probably settlement. We're going to put piers in just to make sure.
Thank you. So I'm reading the myths, and I jumped down to number 5. But I know we already addressed number 5. Number 5 is foundation repair salespeople are qualified design specialists. So we already talked about it, but I want you to briefly talk about it, and then we're going to jump back up to number 4.
Okay. And we're going to get you out of here. Great. Yeah. So foundation repair salespeople, they're sales guys, you know, they were selling cars last year. They were, you know, selling gym memberships. They're selling shutters and blinds, maybe siding, you know, they're sales guys. And, they don't have a degree in engineering. They don't have, you know, just compare it with an engineer. Engineer, you have to have 5 years of schooling. You have to have 3 years of apprenticeship working underneath a licensed engineer. And you have to pass 2 very difficult exams, the FE exam and the PE exam. And then there's other exams, you know, if you want to be a structural on top of that. You know, you hear salesmen, foundation repair salesmen, they'll tell homeowners, yeah, you know, I'm better. I'm smarter than an engineer. I've been doing this for 20 years. You know, I learned from a guy who's been doing it for 60 years, you know, and I'm thinking, well, you know, the guy that was doing it for 60 years was probably doing it wrong for 60 years. And he probably taught you wrong and you've been doing it wrong for 20 years. And they make fun of engineers. Oh, engineers, you know, they're bookworms, they're book smart, you know, and they're in their ivory towers. They don't really know what's going on in the homes. You know, they don't really know what we know. They don't see what we're seeing. You know, I've fixed so many homes. I know the ins and outs way better than engineers do. And I mean, it's a crock. They don't, they think they do. It's called the Dunning-Kruger syndrome, where the less you know, the bigger your mouth is. And that's just the fact of the way it works in this industry.
Thank you for sharing that. And I think this is a great one to end on because it's not really shocking to me, but it's like a little surprising, but we won't know that. So number four that I have here on the list, homeowners insurance covers foundation repairs.
Yeah, it does not. Matter of fact, I'm just writing a blog about that right now. The fact of the matter is homeowners insurance policies have what they call an earth movement exclusion. And insurance policies are designed to cover sudden and catastrophic events. So if you've got a house that's been settling or heaving for the last 15 years, insurance is not going to cover that. That's not what they're designed to do. And they have this exclusion to basically kind of draw the line in the sand, so to speak, that says, you know, hey, if this is from soil movement, we don't cover it. Now, there are some exceptions. If you have a broken pipe underneath your house and it like gushes water all over the place, you know, and that causes a sudden and catastrophic movement of your house, well, you got a fighting chance of going and getting insurance to cover that. I was able to do that on one of my rental houses and got insurance to cover it. But I'm in the industry. I know how it works. You know, I got engineers to opine. I got, you know, leak detectors to show the leaks and the engineers to say that the movement was caused by the leaks. And, you know, I was able to get it covered. But I would say it's pretty tough even for most people to do. Even under those circumstances, you still probably have about a 50-50 chance of getting it right. And you're going to be in for, you know, a pretty good fight that will last a year or two.
So thank you for sharing that. I think that's a decent way. I'm going to customize our what we're doing to get out of here. I think that's a good reason why people should. You shared three resources with us today. Number one, you shared the myths. Tell us how we can get the myths again.
Right. So go to my website, Foundation Repair Secrets, and sign up for my newsletter.
Right. So number two is I was going to mention the newsletter. So that's number two. That's even more reason why you should be subscribed to that newsletter. You mentioned you were working on a blog, so they'll probably learn how to access that blog on this very particular topic that you mentioned, because that seems like that might be a big deal, the homeowner's insurance. So I encourage the listeners to go sign up, check that out.
Right.
And then
you know, while you're on my website, you can actually sign up for my book, or you can get it from Amazon, Foundation Repair Secrets. Easy to remember because it's the same title as my website.
Great. Because that was what I was thinking about and I missed it. So we had some synergy there. I was like, number three, what's the third thing? So the book. And then I'm going to put this out there for our audience. Bob promised he was going to send me a copy of his book. So next time he's going to come back. We only touched some of the surface and you're going to see his book in my background for our third episode.
Cool.
Bob, this has been excellent. I appreciate you for coming back for a second round. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Glad to be here.
Yeah. Bob, if you could close us out with one word, no explanation, what word would that be?
Accountability.
Accountability. Bob, thank you so much for being here today. Thank you for coming back a second time. This has been excellent.
You betcha.